Now from Hollywood, romance. Ever hear someone say, "So I hopped a tramp steamer for the Orient," or a world cruise? I think it's one of the most romantic sounding adventures in the world. Of course, I've never taken a tramp steamer or even a fruit boat, but the girl in our story does, and it makes for quite an adventure. So now, with Virginia Gregg as Cappy, we bring you transcribed Kathleen Height's exciting story, Transport to Terror.
Away from Pasadena to San Pedro, I was trying hard to hide my obvious enthusiasm about the trip. And Dad was trying just as hard to hide his obvious concern. It wasn't until we were actually aboard the fruit boat and in my cabin that we came right out and talked about it.
Well, looks adequate, Cappy.
Oh, I think it's just wonderful.
Of course, it's not the Lurline, but it's adequate.
The Lurline doesn't run to Guayaquil, darling.
And you wouldn't take it if it did.
Oh, I never mean to worry you, you know.
I just wonder at times if I haven't failed you somewhere, letting you grow up to be so independent. But you've landed on your feet so far.
Maybe I'm lucky, or charmed, or something like that. But the bad things just never happen to me, Dad.
Planes fly to Guayaquil. They do better than that. They fly to Quito. You could save Fritz that drive down to the coast.
Too late for a plane now.
I want to get off this tub while I can.
It's not going to be any fun if I know you'll be worried about me.
Just you take care of yourself, Cappy, and have fun. That's all I really want.
I will, darling. I promise.
Yeah. Goodbye, dear. My best to Fritz.
Goodbye, Dad. Take care. Remember, you're coming down in the spring.
Like me.
I will.
I do not blame your father for his concern.
I beg your pardon?
Anyone with such a lovely daughter traveling alone would be concerned.
He smiled, tipped his hat, and walked away. It happened too quickly for me to get more than a fleeting impression of him. He was tall, a Latin of some sort, and he smiled. I turned back to look at the shore. I could still see Dad waving, and I waved back. Less than an hour later, the passengers met for the first time at Captain Eckert's table for dinner.
Well, sir, I've got just 8 of you this trip. Have you met everyone, Mrs. Copping?
No, that is...
I have spoken to Senora Copping, Captain.
Mrs. Copping, Senor Julio Sanchez.
Senor Sanchez?
It is my pleasure, Senora.
And the next fellow is Senor Pablo Ibanez. Senora?
How do you do?
Now, these others, the 5 of them, are all Peruvians. As I understand it, none of them speak English. Well, let's get to the business of eating. I hope you all enjoy your trip. Mrs. Copping?
Yes, Captain?
I've got a crew and a cargo to worry about. I'm not a wet nurse. I'm counting on you to fend for yourself in this all-male company.
Later that night, I took a turn on the deck. For a few minutes, I was alone with the sea and the stars. Then I went back to my cabin, and sleep came quickly. Then, something wakened me. It was still quite dark. The cabin had a different feel to it somehow. I snapped on the light. There was no one there. The feeling persisted that someone had been there. I went quickly to the desk, but before I could determine if things were as I had left them... Who?
Do you remember Pablo, senorita?
Yes, of course, but you mustn't come in here.
I do not believe the wedding ring.
Well, I don't care whether you do or not. You can't come in my cabin.
You will never convince Pablo of that, senorita. Come here.
No, Pablo. I'll scream and you'll be thrown in the brig.
You are lovely in your anger, senorita. So lovely. Yo no creo que tú no me quieres. Es natural que tú desees que te amo. Yo te quiero, yo te amo.
I don't understand Spanish. Just get out of here. Get out of here.
Me gusta el espíritu de una mujer. Pero tú lo gastas.
You're a fool, Pablo. Please. Now, please go. I don't want you near me. I don't.
Señora.
Come on, leave me alone.
Déjala. Pablo, déjala. Que no es para usted.
Yeah, es para mí si yo lo quiero. ¿Por qué se interviene usted?
It's all right, señora.
Oh, thank you.
Usted thank es you. Muy desmanatado. ¿Por qué se asusta ella?
Porque la quiero.
Váyase. Es que tenemos turbación. Mucha turbación.
I'm very grateful, Señor Sanchez.
Not at all. You are all right, señora.
I'm all right.
You must not be too hard on Pablo. He does not understand.
He understands just fine.
Señora, in Latin countries, a lady does not go about without an escort or a chaperone. A lady does not travel alone.
Well, he'll have to get used to it. I'm a lady, and I'm traveling alone.
We will return to romance and our story, Transport to Terror, in just a moment. Starting this Monday, another outstanding personality takes his place in CBS Radio's great daytime listening lineup, along with Arthur Godfrey, Art Linkletter, Fred Robbins, and all our daytime dramas. Listen for The Howard Miller Show, Monday through Friday in the daytime on most of these same stations. Howard Miller, one of the Midwest's most popular disc jockeys, goes coast to coast with his unique popular musical approach. You'll like every bit of what you hear when you make friends with The Howard Miller Show. Daytimes at the Star's address beginning Monday. And now for the second act of Romance.
Señor Sanchez stayed with me while I looked carefully about my cabin. I couldn't forget the sound that had wakened me before my bout with Pablo. Perhaps his mission hadn't been as obvious as it seemed.
Señora, something is wrong?
I'm not sure. Before Pablo came, something wakened me, a sound or something. I don't see anything missing, but things on the desk here are not quite where they were when I went to bed.
You are sure?
I locked my door before I went to bed, locked it, and left the key in the door on the inside. Pablo just walked in here, opened the door, and walked in.
That is very strange.
Yes, it is. Who is it?
Captain Eckert, Mrs. Coffin. Can I come in?
Oh, certainly, Captain.
Oh. Hello, Sanchez.
Captain.
Well, bunch of night owls this trip, huh?
Señor Sanchez was helping me with something, Captain.
Look, you're all over age. I told you I was no wet nurse, Mrs. Copping, but here I am picking up after you already. Here's your key.
Where did you find it?
Just outside on the deck. You must have dropped it.
But I didn't. That is... Well, thank you very much, Captain. Sorry to be such a trouble.
Señora, Copping has the feeling someone has entered her cabin. She was roused from her sleep.
Oh? Did you see anyone, Mrs. Copping?
No, I didn't.
Well, anything missing?
No, everything seems to be here. I just have the feeling that perhaps someone was looking for something that they didn't find.
Mm-hmm. Well, now I can't do much about... just a feeling of yours, Mrs. Copping. Can I?
No. Of course not, Captain. I didn't trouble the captain with the Pablo incident or the fact that my cabin key had strayed mysteriously onto the deck. I'll admit I didn't do a bang-up job of sleeping that night. But the next days were lovely. Pablo kept his distance, except for the way he looked at me. Then one morning, just at dawn, I wakened in the realization that we were at anchor. I dressed hurriedly and went out on deck.
Oh, good morning, Mrs. Copping. Glad you're up.
Something wrong, Captain?
Yeah, engine trouble of some kind. Looks like we'll be most of the day taking care of it.
Senora, the captain was just pointing out the island.
Oh, yes.
Malpelo Island. We're not too far off the Colombian coast. Anyway, there's a small village on Malpelo. I was saying you might want to spend the day there.
Oh, it sounds exciting.
I think it might be very interesting.
Well, it's up to you folks. I can't spare any of the crew, but if you're willing, Pablo has volunteered to run the gig ashore.
Senora Cotton, you will come, huh?
I think it would be great fun, Senor Sanchez.
Okay. We'll lower the boat for you. The senora will feel safe
with Pablo?
Perfectly safe.
You will have nothing to fear, senora. I will not leave your side.
Once we were ashore, Sanchez spent a few minutes explaining everything to our five happy Peruvian friends while I walked ahead toward the sleepy little village of Malpelo.
Senora!
Oh.
You always manage to be a few jumps ahead of me, no?
Not anymore.
You still feel perfectly safe with Pablo?
Look, Pablo, try to understand me.
Si?
You were not welcome that night. You will never be welcome. Now, today can be a lot of fun. An adventure, so
on. Ah, yes.
You're not trying to understand.
I understand. We will have an adventure. You say that yourself.
The Peruvians seem to have plans of their own for the day. Is something wrong, senor?
I don't know. Pablo either doesn't understand or won't understand.
Oh, I understand.
Look, does every woman who meets you fall in love with you?
But of course.
Well, then start a new list of those who don't and put my name at the top.
Oh, I cannot believe that, senora.
She has made her position clear, Pablo. Now go. You are only trouble. Your manners are very bad.
You really want Pablo to go, senora?
Incredible as it may seem to you, I want you to go.
All right. I go. I will not bother you.
That is fine, Pablo. Just fine.
The senora may be very sorry she sent Pablo away. Very sorry.
Malpelo was a charming village. Senor Sanchez and I managed to find a strange little spot for lunch, then spent the afternoon alternately walking the narrow streets or finding a cool spot of shade. By late afternoon, we'd covered all of the town and most of the island.
You have enjoyed your day, senora?
Oh, very much. I'm tired, though. I'll be glad to get back to boat.
The boat is very far away. On the other side of the island.
Well, I'm not so tired I can't walk back. I expect we ought to start.
I see no reason to start, Cappy.
How do you know my nickname?
Your father called you this when we left San Pedro. And the social columns, they call you Cappy.
Well, I think I'll start back. Oh, look, Senor Sanchez.
You will not go. I am not finished, Cappy.
I don't think I like your calling me that.
I have planned it well. Your father, he is very wealthy. His only daughter must be very valuable to him.
You know a great deal about me, Senor Sanchez.
Well, the social columns, they are full of your little adventures. You take a fruit boat to join your husband, and the columns report it. I, too, take a fruit boat.
Surely you don't think the boat will sail without me?
Gee, I think it may do just that, Senora. Our Peruvian friends carry a note in what is very like your handwriting, saying you have decided to wait for the next boat. This is a matter of a few days only. And you will recall that night in your cabin, Captain Eckert pointed out that we are over the beach.
It was you in my cabin while I was asleep, wasn't it? Not Pablo.
Only long enough to study your handwriting in the letters, Senora. You write a very simple hand.
You're crazy.
It was no accident about the ancient trouble.
I don't believe this.
I have gone to great pains. I know this island very well. You have seen for yourself. There is no escape.
Let go of me. Somehow I reached free of him and ran. He only laughed. He started after me. I ran along the narrow stone street that led back into town. It must have been a siesta or something because no one was on the street. It was suddenly as if the whole island were empty of people except Sanchez and me. He wasn't far behind. He was never far behind. I was running. I thought about Pablo. Where was Pablo? Where was he?
Oh, we want to help you. Why do you run?
I was stumbling now. Out of my mind with fear and stumbling. And then ahead, I saw it. The church. Surely. Surely. Oh, please, there would be help. There.
Oraciones. No se grita en esta iglesia.
Please, he's coming for me. Help me, Father.
No, habla usted español. No entiendo el inglés.
No.
¿Tiene usted pena?
No.
¿Qué pasó?
Spanish, I need help. I need so much help. Me.
No, perdone. Por favor, padre. No hay pena. Ella es mi esposa.
No. Sí.
Estábamos peleando un pelea de diamantes.
No, don't listen to him.
Tiene susto, pero no es de mí. Voy a llevarla a casa ahora.
Si hay turbacio, yo quiero ayudar. ¿Está enferma ella?
Sí, padre, estaba muy enferma. Yo voy a llevarla a descansar.
Bueno.
Me da pena esta interrupción a sus oraciones.
Espero que todo estará bien con ella. Gracias. Que vayan con Dios.
Muchas gracias, padre.
Oh, no. Oh, listen to me.
Come, señora.
Please. Oh, please.
Señora, the padre does not understand. Come, we go now. He cannot help you. No one can help you now.
Money. Who wants money when they can have so much more? Isn't that right, senorita?
Anything, Pablo. Anything. Only don't let him near me.
Go away, Sanchez. Can you not see we are busy?
You are drunk, you stupid fool.
I said, go away. He is very foolish to call Pablo a stupid fool. We will leave him here. Come on, senor.
I persuaded Pablo that we'd have to take Senor Sanchez back to the ship with us. I managed to convince him of a lot of things. Anything. Just so I could get back to Captain Eckert. And the captain was properly solicitous once he confined Sanchez to the brig. It didn't take much doing to translate Pablo's look as he stood beside me in the captain's quarters.
I will see the senora to her cabin. She has been through so much.
Good idea, Pablo. I just wish none of it had happened, Mrs. Copping. I wish there was something I could do for you.
There is something.
Yes?
Senora.
Captain Eckert, if someone were to, say, strike you full in the face, what would have to happen to them?
What?
No, I'm serious.
Senora.
Well, two things would be apt to happen. First, he'd land on the deck, and then in the brig.
No, I mean someone like me.
Oh, a woman. Well, maybe she'd just be confined to quarters, under guard.
Okay. Try to understand this, Captain. And remember, you promised.
Senora.
Steward! In here, Mrs. Coffin. Well, here she is, Mr. Copping. You can have her.
Well, thanks, Captain. It was good of you.
Oh, Fitz. Sweet darling.
Darling, you're choking me.
It's all yours, Copping.
Thanks very much.
Oh, Fitz.
Oh, it's all right, Cappy. It's all over now. But it was a dreadful trip. Dreadful.
Captain Eckert must have told you.
I had a terrible time coming down from Quito. Couldn't get a decent cup of coffee all the way. And South America. Terrible drive, too. Blew out three tires.
Fred,
can you imagine that? Three tires? From Quito to Guayaquil. Hot, too. Awfully hot. By the way, darling, what kind of a trip did you have?
Romance is produced and directed by Norman McDonald with editorial supervision by Het Mannheim. You have heard Transport to Terror, specially written for Romance by Kathleen Height, starring Virginia Gregg as Cappy. Featured in the cast were Harry Bartell, Nestor Paiva, Ralph Moody, Vic Perrin, Edgar Barrier, and John Daner. This is Joe Walters inviting you to hear Romance, transcribed next week at this same time. Arthur Godfrey's Talent Scouts comes this way on CBS Radio each and every Monday night. This Monday, for the mischief of Arthur Godfrey, for the chance of a lifetime in young entertainers' careers, for the music, song, and merriment that's busting out all over when that redhead's in charge of things, be sure to be tuned to most of these same stations. Stay tuned now for Gunsmoke, which follows immediately over most of these same stations.